We'll creep into the April 25th, 2008 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another edition of The Rain Report, the weekly audio production of Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com. I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN. This week, we'll conclude our interview with the recipient of the 2008 Amateur of the Year Award, sponsored by the Dayton Hamvention. With the conclusion of our interview with Ward Silver and Zero AX, here's Rain's founder-producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP.
If you rub your crystal ball, Ward, where do you see amateur radio in the year 2020?
That's a good question, because we're at a junction right now that's, I think, of historic significance. We've undergone several upheavals before, the Spark to CW, the CW to single sideband, and the FM revolution in the 70s, and then the internet came along in the mid-80s and early 90s. And I think we're at a point now where amateur radio is going to change again, kind of a process of molting, like losing a shell and growing a new one. Obviously, digital is going to be a big part of amateur radio, not only in the shack, but on the air as well. There's a lot of digital voice protocols, a lot of digital modes being invented every month, it seems like. And so a lot of new hams that are coming to the hobby are much more digital savvy than those of us that got into it 30 years ago. So I expect to see a lot more digital applications and modulations and modes and protocols appear on the band over the next 10 years. Also, I expect to see a lot more hybridization of amateur radio with other activities that are technical in nature, but not necessarily straight radio. Robotics, rocketry, astronomy, direction finding, geocaching, off-road stuff, hang gliding, anything you can think of that has a communications aspect to it also has the potential to interact with amateur radio. The key to all this for amateur radio to keep its unique status and characteristics is, as these people come to the hobby through doors that are probably quite a bit different than the ones that you and I got into the hobby through, that they get to a point where they can start to see and understand and enjoy the magic of what radio is. There's things that are associated with radio that don't exist in any other hobby. Propagation and antennas and transmitters and receivers and all these things are fundamental to amateur radio and radio in general. And by getting these people into the hobby through whatever door, they get close enough to where we can say, and not only do you have this neat application, but check out what's happening physically in the environment, in the ionosphere, and whatever, and introduce them to, hey, there's something really neater than just a cool communication function. So amateur radio will change quite a bit, but if we can continue to found it on the appreciation of the magic of radio, I think it'll be just fine. It'll look different, but I suspect we'll be using digital protocols to talk about the weather just like we have been for 100 years.
And while you're looking into the future, what do you see the major challenges are for amateur radio to remain a viable service?
There's two major challenges, and they're both types of outreach. First, I think we need to work more on outreach within the hobby, from group to group within the hobby. Amateur radio has gotten so big and so broad that you can no longer be an expert in all phases of it. It's easy to lose touch with whole sections of the hobby. Once upon a time, you could get a QST, and within those pages, you could pretty much read about everything of significance that was going on in the hobby. And that is no longer the case. There's QST, there's CQ, there's hundreds of websites, there's specialty magazines, there's blogs, there's email reflectors. You just can't do it all. As a consequence, we tend to be fractured, and it's really easy to focus on these little tribal differences between our groups, and this splintering of the hobby makes us weaker overall. I think we need to work on breaking down the barriers between the different groups that do different things. So we need to reach out to each other. And second of all, we need to reach out to the public. Many people have no idea that we even exist. They have antiquated ideas of what we do, what we are, what we look like, what we operate, what's our function. They don't understand what amateur radio is. Many people no longer actually tune radios or communications devices of any sort, so they don't have that experience of tuning the AM radio across the dial in the car on a dark night and listening to the skywave stations come in. They just don't do that anymore. We need to reach out beyond our own little group to high school kids, college people, emergency volunteers, first aid responders, outdoor enthusiasts, all these kind of people that are out there that would be good hams, people that like to do it themselves. There's all this movement back toward opening the hood and building things. These are the people we want in amateur radio. But if we don't go out there and tell them that we're here, they won't know. Unfortunately, most of us are tinkerers, and we like to play with our radio stuff, and we're not really very good salesmen. I think that just comes with the territory. That's the type of person we are. So we have to work extra hard to make a good showing of ourselves outside the hobby. If we can present ourselves with a good face and show why we're relevant and that we have something exciting and fun to do, I think we'll be just fine. But we just have to lift our heads away from our radios a little while to promulgate what it is that we enjoy so much.
I'm speaking today with Ward Silver, N0AX, the recipient of the 2008 Hamvention Amateur of the Year Award. Let's be specific. What ARRL publication that would help toward that end?
I think the best thing that we can do is present a good internet interface on the website. I know that the ARL is working in that direction. There's a public relations officer, Alan Pitts, W1AGP, who's working very hard to get the news out. The ARL is going to be working on their website, has already presented the Hello World website, and that's helpful. There's just a lot more to be done. They're working on it, but the resources are limited.
Is that Hello World website a separate URL?
Yes. If you go to the ARRL website, somewhere on the homepage there in that first screen, you will see a link to learn about amateur radio or Hello World. I can't tell you. You'd have to look. That's an introduction to the hobby.
Of course, the ARRL website address is www.arrl.org. I've been speaking today with Ward Silver, N0AX, the recipient of the 2008 Amateur of the Year Award, presented each year by the Dayton Amateur Radio Association and the Dayton Hamvention. I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP, and this has been another Rain Report.
Just a program note before we go that Hap Holly hopes to bring you a preview of the Dayton Hamvention next week with its general chair. We understand he's not giving interviews, but we'll see what strings Hap can pull. The Hamvention is scheduled for May 16th through the 18th at the Hare Arena in Trotwood, Ohio, just outside Dayton. For more information, check out the Hamvention website, www.hamvention.org. Rain is planning to be there. The Rain Report is available for transmission over amateur radio under a Creative Commons license. For details, see the bottom of the opening screen on therainreport.com. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2008 Rain. All rights are reserved. Now, for Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network.